This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused Belarusian opposition members who left the country during recent protests of seeking bloodshed, according to the RIA news agency on Sunday. He added that Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, who fled to Lithuania following a disputed election 2 weeks ago, has been pressured to make more statements. His words come as tens of thousands of Belarusians joined an anti-government demonstration in the capital Minsk Sunday to protest President Alexander Lukashenko's claim to a sixth term. Protesters demanded the president's resignation in a gathering that local media reported had amassed crowds of more than 100,000 people. The EU has rejected the results of the election and has vowed to sanction Belarusians responsible for ballot fraud and a police crackdown that saw nearly 7,000 people arrested and sparked gruesome allegations of torture and abuse in police custody. Two people were killed in clashes in Ivory Coast that erupted between rivals armed with clubs and machetes after President Alassane Ouattara was chosen to run for a controversial third term, local sources said Sunday. Young opposition supporters on Saturday took to the streets in several towns, especially the southern cocoa-growing hub of Devo, after the president accepted his party's nomination for the October poll. Tensions have been running high since the president's decision to run again. Despite having already served two terms, the maximum permitted under the Constitution, he had planned to hand the reins over to the country's prime minister, who died of a heart attack in July. The 78-year-old incumbent and his supporters now say that a 2016 constitutional tweak has reset the clock on the two-year term limit. This is VOA News. 28 inmates were killed in a shootout with police during a prison outbreak in Madagascar Sunday, the Justice Ministry said. Scores of prisoners attacked guards with rocks and grabbed a gun as they tried to flee the prison in the southeast of the Indian Ocean island. The police and army moved in, capturing 37 of the 88 escapees, while another 20 were killed and 8 were wounded in a shootout. 31 inmates are still on the run, the ministry said, vowing to boost security at all penitentiaries across the country. Mass prison escapes are not uncommon in Madagascar. In 2016, around 40 detainees broke out from a high-security prison in the southern part of the country. United States-led international coalition troops withdrew from Iraq's Taji military base Sunday and handed it over to Iraqi security forces, witnesses, and the coalition said. The base, which is 20 kilometers north of Baghdad, had been the site of frequent rocket attacks by Iran-backed militias targeting U.S.-led troops in recent months. The coalition said in a statement that, quote, the movement of coalition military personnel is part of a long-range plan coordinated with the government of Iraq, end quote, and added that the camp has historically held up to 2,000 coalition members, most of whom have departed this summer. Remaining coalition troops are set to depart in the coming days. The withdrawal came shortly after U.S. President Donald Trump redoubled his promise to withdraw the few U.S. troops still in the country. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. President passage was 257 to 150 and came after heated debate. President Donald Trump had urged a no vote, calling concerns over mail delivery a hoax, and the White House says he will veto the bill if it passes the GOP-led Senate. More than two dozen Republicans broke with the president and backed the legislation. A South African believed to be the world's oldest man has died. He was 116 years old and a survivor of the 1918 Spanish flu. Freddie Blom's family said he died of natural causes Saturday at a Cape Town hospital. He was born May 8, 1904, in the rural town of Adelaide near the Great Winterberg Mountains of Eastern Cape Province, but he was not listed by Guinness World Records. The oldest man on record is Bob Whiten of Britain, who is 112. South African media, however, have described Blom as unofficially the world's oldest man. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.